Good morning, everyone. Today's Thursday morning, the 6th of May, 2021. Hope you've had a good week so far. You know, the Bible is clear of the concept of imputation. Imputation. And we either have been given the righteousness of Christ through imputation, or we have not. Are you trying to work your way to heaven? I had a Roman Catholic tell me he was working his way to salvation. Well, you can't have it both ways. You either have been given the righteousness of Christ as a free gift, or you're trusting in your merits of your own works. And, you know, if I were to trust in my works, I would be very, very hopeless and discouraged, because my works are as filthy rags to God. Jesus Christ has done all things well. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Psalm 85:10. A just God and a Savior is Jesus Christ. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. He's the only one that fulfilled the law to every jot and tittle. Not one person on the face of the earth other than Christ has ever fulfilled the law. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. He's talking about here about the world of his elect people, the world that he died for, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. Do you trust in the blood of Christ to atone for your sins? To declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believe in Jesus. We've been justified. We've been bought with a price. For one of his. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Romans 4:5. So you can't have it both ways, folks. You're either trusting in your works or you're trusting in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You know, and God has given us the faith to believe in his blood that's effectual for all for whom he died for. May the good Lord be with you this morning is my prayer. God bless.